Bots.ai.
The only way to know if a girl has slept with many guys in the past is to ask her. Some men may be worried about how many guys slept with a girl for health reasons. Just try not to overreact to the news that your girlfriend has slept with many guys in the past. Don't draw unfair conclusions about your girlfriend just because she has slept with several guys in the past. If she had any health issues that you should be aware of, you probably knew about it before you knew how many men she slept with. Perhaps your girlfriend at some point was addicted to sex or simply experienced her sexuality. If you dated her for a while before you found out about your girlfriend's sexual past, then you probably already slept with her anyway. If you're single and using dating apps and someone asks you how many guys you slept with in the beginning, chances are they're asking why they use dating apps to chat. Lying is an unattractive trait, but your boyfriend isn't the first man to exaggerate the number of women he slept with. You wonder if the man you like will continue to stalk you and if you will be able to interest him after having sex with him. When things get better and he sees you as the one for himself, he will haunt you in due time. Sooner or later, the man he likes will come to his senses and see you as the only special woman in his life. Show the man that you like it, that even if you spend time with him, your life goes on after sex. You can make him think about you, respect you and pursue you after that strong sexual attraction that you had. Keep in mind that the goal here is to get the man you like to do what men are supposed to do, which is to stalk women. Because most men worry about their independence when dealing with a woman, don't always go to the man you like. Even if you want to text him or talk to him, let him enjoy time alone or with friends. If you've only slept with the person you like for a week, don't expect him to chase you right away. Men don't like being pushed into a relationship. In the early stages of a relationship, it seems like a guy is telling you that he really likes you. But when you tell him the same thing, it becomes all tilde distracting asterisk tilde like you're trying to get too serious too quickly. Most of the time, guys can't even face the truth, especially when it comes to a girl who really explored her sexuality before she got on stage. Many people fear that they are not good at sex, that they do not have enough sexual experience for a partner who has slept with a lot of people, or that they will appear uncomfortable or as if they do not know what they are doing during physical intimacy. There are famous men who have allegedly slept with many women, and many is putting it mildly. Famous men, especially those who tour as politicians, athletes and musicians, have access to the largest and most diverse range of potential sexual partners on earth. Jack Nicholson, Simon Cowell and British club mogul Peter Stringfellow have numbers between 1,000 and 2,000, according to the Sun's roundup of sexual allegations from famous men. Such feats pale in comparison to Wilt Chamberlain, an NBA Hall of Famer who, in his 1991 autobiography The View from Above, claimed to have slept with 20,000 different women. The King of Playboy himself claims to have slept with about 2,000 people in his life. According to Wilt Chamberlain, he had sex with about 20,000 women, for him that's a little over one a day. Warren Beatty says he slept with a woman every day between the ages of 20 and 55, during which time there were more than 12,000 women. If Nick Clegg doesn't know exactly how many sexual partners he has had, then imagine how it must be for Hugh Hefner or Mick Jagger. Meanwhile, the average homosexual, in particular, has multiple partners, reporting that they have had 16 to 20 same-sex sexual partners at this point in their lives. A significant proportion of lesbian women and gay men who report being exclusively attracted to members of the same sex also report having at least one sexual partner of the opposite sex in their lives. If this is true, you need to consider whether a man who today cannot be with only one partner for more than 2 months can make you happy.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Ruby and this was episode 1491 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.